underground, underground classroom.
Welcome to Underground Classroom. Thank you for joining us. The difference between a fib and a lie.
A fib is a small thing that you won't get in trouble. People call it a white lie, and a lie is something that's like you say, but you might get in trouble if you tell somebody.
One time, my mom was wearing a dress, and I didn't really think it looked good on her.
What was wrong? Can you tell us what was wrong with the dress?
It just didn't really look good on her, in my opinion.
Like, she looks good in other things, but you didn't think this helped the
way
she looked. Okay.
And I still said it looked good because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Now, did she ask you, did she say, hey, what do you think of my dress? Or did you just decide to just go up to her and talk to her?
She asked me.
Yeah, and do you remember what you actually said?
I said, I think that looks good on you, Mom.
Now, do you feel bad that you told a fib, or do you think it was okay?
Medium. I kind of feel bad, and I kind of feel good because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Like, you're trying to do something, even though you're not telling the truth, you're still kind of trying to help that person out, right?
Yeah.
Now, did she ever wear the dress again?
Yeah.
See, that's the only problem with a fib, right? So if you tell someone that you like it, then they keep doing it, then you go, oh no, I can't believe they keep wearing this, right? It's like if mom makes you like a cake and you're like, in your head, you're like, I can't stand this cake. And you say, Mom, I love this cake. And then all of a sudden your mom makes that cake every single week, then that's when a fib can get bad, right?
Yeah.
Eight.
You're eight, so you're 2 years older than him.
Yeah.
Do you lie to him like all the time?
No, not all the time. Just when I want to pull a good prank.
You look like you got a big smile on your face. You do a lot of fibbing and lying, I can tell. Is that true? You're laughing. No? You're saying no? Wait, are you lying to me right now? Are you lying right now? I think I caught the ultimate liar and fibber in my classroom.
Okay, I do lie a little bit about my brother.
Okay.
So then I wanted pasta, and then my dad told me I had to eat it, so he had to go get his charger because his phone was dead from upstairs. So while he was upstairs, I took my spaghetti and I threw it in the garbage, and I told him that I ate it all.
Wait, you took the spaghetti and threw it in the garbage?
Yeah.
And by the time he got down, it was gone?
Yeah.
And he believed you?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That is a crazy lie. Did he ever find out?
Well, I don't know if he found
out. Like, he never went through the garbage and discovered all the spaghetti? Weren't you hungry after all that? No? You don't eat a lot? Is that the worst lie you've ever done?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, have you ever told him the truth? Like, say, you know what, Dad? That one time, I really didn't eat my spaghetti. It's still a secret. He still doesn't know. So if he hears this, do you think he's going to know it's you?
Right when I stole some cookies from the pantry. I stole a whole pack from the pantry.
No, your parents' pantry?
No, from like the pantry that we stored the snacks in.
Yeah, so we're talking, you're in your house.
Yes.
Correct, and there's a whole pack of cookies?
Yes.
What kind of cookies?
Like those square cookies.
Square cookies?
Diagonal lines, and then the filling size kind of like an Oreo.
Yeah.
And then I took it.
No, you weren't supposed to take them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I took the iPad.
Wait. You took cookies.
Yes.
And then you took an iPad.
Yes.
Were you not supposed to take the iPad?
I was supposed to take the iPad.
So you were now, I'm trying to picture this in my head for the people listening. So you have one arm has a pack of cookies and one arm has the iPad.
Yes.
And then what happened?
And then I went to my bed. I started watching. Then my dad came upstairs.
What were you watching?
I was watching like Baymax and...
Baymax?
Yeah, like six. Like okay. Big Hero 6.
Okay.
And then my dad was coming. I quickly put them both. But then like after a week...
Wait, your dad came?
Yes.
And he didn't catch you? You hid them?
Yes, I hid them. And okay. Then...
Where did you hide them?
Like under my bed.
Okay.
And then I put a book next to me. And I already had a plan. So then if somebody caught me...
So you're like a really... You're like a pro liar.
And
like
then,
you have it set up. I have a dad. As soon as dad walks in, I'm going to switch to a book.
Yes, and then
holy
I just
cow.
Take the book and I flip to a random page to see if I was... So then my dad would be convinced that I was reading for an hour.
Was your dad convinced that you read for an hour?
Yeah.
Now, where are the cookies now?
Under my bed in
They're
the
still
iPad.
There.
Yes.
And the iPad's still there. Yes. Whose iPad is it?
The family's.
So nobody's worried about where this iPad is?
No.
And what about the cookies? Aren't you afraid like an animal's going to eat them?
I don't have any pets.
Well, I know you don't have pets, but like sometimes mice get into the house and things like that.
That never happened because...
It never happened? You never know. Better watch out those cookies.
And then...
So you've never been caught?
No, I have been caught.
You have been caught. What happened when you got caught?
I got grounded and I can't use any electronics for like 2 months. Because I've been doing it like for weeks.
So they finally caught on. How did they finally catch you?
A cookie was half.
A cookie was half out of the bed? Yes. So your parents came in and there was like a little half piece of cookie sticking out of the bed?
Yes.
And that's what caught you?
Yes.
The case of the cookie napper.
So when I was 3 years old, my mom had a Hershey Kiss on the upstairs table and we were downstairs and I said that I had to go to the bathroom. So I went upstairs and I got the Hershey Kiss and my mom stayed downstairs and then I ate it and then I came downstairs and my mom was folding clothes in the laundry room and she smelled my breath and she realized that I had the Hershey Kiss.
But so when did you lie?
About the Hershey Kiss.
You told her that you didn't?
Well, yeah.
And she could smell your breath? You had that much like chocolate on your breath? That would not work out, right?
That wouldn't.
Has that ever happened? Are you asleep? Yes, we're asleep.
I don't think so.
That never happened, okay.
No.
You guys are too smart for that.
Yeah, we would just stay quiet. I would sometimes giggle.
I told someone I liked their castle, but I really didn't like it.
That really happened to you? Their castle?
Yeah, they like made a fort. Like they made a fort of it, but it looked bad. But I said it looks good, but it was not good.
So they made a fort out of what?
Pillows.
And was this at home or at school?
Home.
So somebody in your family? Is it your little brother or sister?
Sister.
Younger or older?
Younger.
So this little sister of yours makes this fort, and you think inside of your head it looks terrible. And you said?
It looks good.
It looks good. Now, is that a fib or a lie?
A lie.
And would it, I think it's just a fib. Because did you try to get out of trouble or anything?
No.
No, you're just trying not to hurt her feelings, right?
Yeah.
How did she feel?
Happy.
Has her forts improved?
Yeah.
They're better now?
I lied when I had to eat a banana, my mom said there was one banana left, but it was only like, it was rotten.
So it's like one of those brown ones?
So I had to eat it, but I didn't want to.
Your mom forced you to eat a brown banana?
But, and then I didn't want to because it was brown and yucky, so I just threw it out.
Threw the whole banana in the trash? Was she looking?
No.
Okay.
She was upstairs doing work. So, and then I just threw it out and then it was just a lot. I told I ate a banana and my brother also ate a banana.
I told a friend that he had nice knowledge, but he actually did not.
So you told your friend in a nice way that he was smart,
yeah.
But he's actually not smart at all?
Yeah.
And why did you do that?
to give him no harm to what he did.
Like just make him feel better, is that what you
mean?
Yeah. So was that a lie, you think, or was that a fib?
Fib.
Yeah, I agree. Like you didn't try to get out of trouble, you just wanted to kind of make somebody feel a little bit better for that day. Has he become a little smarter since then, or is he still not so smart?
I guess he has gotten a little smart.
Are you smart?
Yeah.
How do you know? Has anybody ever told you you're smart?
No.
No. How do you know you're smart, though?
I mean, yes.
Somebody did tell you you're smart?
Yeah. I told the fib when I told my mom that her dress was the best I've ever seen, but it actually wasn't.
She's wearing a dress?
Yeah.
What kind of dress? Like a fancy dress?
Yeah, a fancy one.
And was it brand new?
No.
Did she ask you what she thought? Like, did she come down and say, hey, what do you think of my dress?
I just said it to be nice.
You just saw your mom and you're like, I should say something nice.
Yeah.
But what were you really thinking in your head?
It was one of the worst I've ever seen.
It was one of the worst dresses you've ever seen?
Yeah.
What color was it?
Pink.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you didn't like the dress or you just didn't like the way it looked on your mom?
I didn't like the dress's color.
Okay, so you're not into pink at all?
Yeah.
So no matter what, so even if it was a really nice dress, if it was pink, you still wouldn't like it?
Yeah.
Why? Why don't you like pink?
Like, pink's my 31st favorite color.
Pink is your 31st favorite color?
Yeah.
So it's really far down?
Yeah.
What's your 25th favorite color?
25th? Red orange.
Red orange. What is your 14th favorite color?
Purple.
Are you just making this up, or do you really know in your head like how many favorite colors you have?
Let's see, I have at least 31.
Well, now, are you fibbing right now that you do that, or do you really have them all labeled out?
I don't have them labeled, but they mostly move, and I discover new colors in art. So now I know 31.
What's your most favorite color, then I have to ask?
Blue.
Nice, good choice.
I told my mom that it was that my birthday present was from a goblin, and it wasn't.
You told your mom your birthday present was from a goblin?
Yes, but it wasn't.
Why did you do that? That's a really interesting lie.
And my dad also lied to my mom. He lied to me that it was a bat.
Your dad lied and said the present was a bat?
No, he said that a bat gave me it.
You mean like a flying bat?
Yes.
Like a flying bat came and gave you a present?
Yeah.
Your dad told you that?
Yeah.
So you guys just lie all throughout the house? And they're always like really silly things like that?
He even lied to me that he thought it was a goblin too.
So is your dad the one who started the goblin thing?
Yes.
The time I lied is when I cut my hair in class and...
Oh, wait, hold on a second. You were in class, like at school?
Yes.
And you cut your own hair?
Yes, in first grade.
Okay, keep going.
And then my teacher sent a note to my mom, but then I signed it because I didn't want
it. What? Wait, you cut your hair, your teacher sent a note home, and then you signed it?
Yeah.
Pretending that you're your parents?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, what happened next?
And then because I didn't want my mom to know, because I thought she was gonna, like, scold me.
Well, that's why this is a lie, right? Because you're trying to get out of trouble. Yeah, I can see where this is going. Go ahead.
The next day, I handed my my paper to my teacher, but then when she checked it, she called me up and asked me if I actually signed it, and I said no, because I didn't want to clip down.
Oh my goodness, so you signed it so that your parents wouldn't get you in trouble, and then you told your teacher that you didn't sign it so that you wouldn't get in trouble with your teacher. So you've actually told two lies. Okay, then what happened?
then at recess time, my teacher called me to the hallway and said she would email my parents and ask if they signed it, because I told them that, I told my teacher that my dad signed it and he had the same handwriting as me.
Well, you really thought this lie through. Yeah, you're pretty cunning, huh?
And then my teacher actually emailed, and when it was like, when after lunch, she called me up and she showed the email. My dad emailed that he didn't sign, and
oof, uh-oh.
And he said that she was lying. I was lying. And then I still told my teacher that I didn't do it. And then at the end of the day, my teacher called me up and she actually like asked me meaningfully if I signed it or not. And
you mean like she used a mean voice? Is that what you mean?
No, she used a strong voice.
A strong voice? Yeah. What did it sound like?
Did you sign this, or did your mom and dad sign this? And then I said I signed it, and then she made me click down to red.
And what did your parents do?
Well, she red is parent contact, but my teacher said that she contacted them, but she never did. So this is the third lie I made. I colored my behavior chart green, and when I went home, since my friend was there, I said that to my mom that I was green, but I was trying to erase the red I colored.
So you are like the biggest liar ever. Yeah, and you're okay with that?
Not now.
Not, oh, you've changed your ways?
Yes.
You're in third grade now, so this is first grade we're talking about?
Yes.
So you are not a liar anymore?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you didn't just lie right there.
So, like, I had a pack of smelly stickers, and then I smelled all of them.
Are those the ones you have to scratch, or did they just smell?
They just smell.
Okay.
And then there are erasers.
There's erasers too.
And then I smelled all of them and they weren't smelling good. So I asked my friends to smell it, and they said it's pretty good, but I say it's good too, but it's actually a lie.
So you lied about how nice your stickers and erasers smelled?
Yeah, but I didn't like them.
But you actually didn't like them, so it was just a little fib. You weren't trying to get out of trouble. Now, why did you do
that? Because I didn't want to, like, if I said it, my friends would call it, like, what?
You didn't want, because that's annoying.
Yeah.
You just wanted to avoid the annoyance of hearing what? I totally would do the same thing.
My mom asked me if I was watching a YouTube or not. And I know I would get in trouble if I was watching YouTube, so I told a lie that I'm actually playing a game and watching Netflix.
And what did you, and your mom never knew?
No, she found out one day.
Uh-oh.
Because I hid the phone under the bed every time.
Wait, is this your mom's phone or your phone?
My mom's phone.
So you take your mom's phone?
I take my mom's
watch
phone.
Watch YouTube when you're not supposed to.
Watch YouTube.
Say you're watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And then you hide it under the bed?
I delete the app first.
Wait, you delete the app? So there's no evidence?
No, like, you know how you click that twice?
Yeah.
I do that. And then my mom found it one day under the bed.
Well, it's her phone, right?
Yeah, and then
don't you think she would want her phone back?
Yeah, but
terrible lie. Get in trouble for this?
Yeah.
What were you watching on YouTube?
A gaming show.
So it wasn't like a bad show, it's just you're not allowed to watch YouTube.
I'm not allowed.
And was there any punishment?
Nah, it's just I couldn't watch YouTube for a month.
When I was 6 years old, I lied to my mom that I did piano, but I actually didn't.
So
What were you doing? Supposed to practice your piano?
Yeah.
And is it in your room?
No, it's in downstairs, but my mom was upstairs making my baby brother sleep. So she didn't really hear me, but I didn't do my piano. I only did like a couple of random notes.
Just to fake her out?
Mm-hmm.
And she asked you and you just flat out lied and said you did it?
Yeah.
Did she find out that you didn't do it?
Yeah, she found it.
What happened?
Found out because I usually take a little more time, so she found out that I didn't do my piano.
So one time, my mom made this cake and she put like granola bar crunches in it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but then she put like in with it, she put like raspberries, but then she crushed it up in a blender and then she drank it.
Wait.
And then
your mom put cake in a blender?
Yes.
Like cake?
Yes.
Like dessert cake?
Yes.
Then raspberries?
Yes.
And granola pieces?
Yes.
And then put it in a blender?
Yes. And then she's like, do you want to try? And I'm like, sure. And then I drank it, but I didn't want to say anything. So I said it was okay, instead of saying like, no, it's disgusting.
You hated it.
Yes, I really did.
But I don't know, that kind of sounds kind of awesome. Cake, raspberries, and granola pieces do not taste good all mixed together?
Don't try that.
Now, how did she make it like a drink? Did she add milk or anything?
No.
She just crumbled it all up in the blender.
It was like powder at the end.
Your mom's pretty creative. Does she do these kind of things like all the time?
Yeah.
Like where you just look at her and be like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you're nice enough to be like, okay, mom, I'll try.
I fib when in gym in basketball. I wasn't having that much fun because I didn't get many chances for someone to pass the ball to me. So I was acting like I was happy, but I was actually upset. That is my fib.
So you didn't actually say anything that was your fib, so just acting one way was kind of like a fib. Now, did you do that for your friends, or did you do that for the gym teacher?
For my friends.
Like, so because you didn't want your friends to know you were upset?
Yeah.
Now, why? What would be wrong with them knowing?
So then they would have to stop the game, and then, like, they would give me the ball, and then whenever I get the ball, I eventually lose it in a few seconds.
Eli, you know you're gonna get in trouble, but you tell like not the truth. And if it means you're not gonna get in trouble, you just want the other people not feel bad